Hey, welcome to From A to Z. This is Andy. Quick heads up, this episode was recorded last Monday, March 23rd. Just need to date this with the events going on with the coronavirus. Zach and I, we're shooting the shit about the virus. Be honest, I don't remember what the show's about at this point. And if you're listening to this, fucking don't, because it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's a week old. I had time to edit it, so that's where I'm at. Hope you guys enjoy. Peace.
Hey.
What's up?
All right. How you doing, man?
All right.
Okay, you are. What's going on? What's going on? All right. Coronavirus got me down.
I mean, doesn't it have everyone down at this point?
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm an optimist, dude, so I'm always kind of a little cheerful. You remember that from working with me. It's only going to be 30 minutes, 2 hours later. How's your family doing? Any updates?
I think my sister and her husband were sick, and they were worried they might have the virus, but I think they're doing all right now. Okay.
What do you want? Why is every time I start a podcast, you need something? That's right. You go away. Go get him, Jim. Go get him. There you go. The kids are downstairs. Works every time. That's good. That's glad to hear, man. That's good. Just regular flu, probably.
Yeah, I think she had a fever for like 5 days, so she was worried about it. But I think they're both feeling better as of today. So,
all right. Anyway, let's get this thing rolling. Where are we at in the Springs, dude? Are they shut anything down there for you yet?
We don't have shelter in place yet.
Anything at all shut down, like non-essential businesses or
I mean, like, you can't go eat in a restaurant. I think that's pretty much right now.
Okay.
You can get takeout.
Was that the governor or was that the mayor of Denver who said you can get takeout now with alcohol?
Oh yeah, that was the governor the other day. I think that's also nationwide. Like, I'm pretty sure you can order alcohol now from restaurants if you want to for takeout.
I guess they just gotta keep those cups sealed or something that, you know, not drinking and driving, I guess.
Well, I saw so the Denver mayor just announced a couple hours ago that Denver's now shelter in place.
Correct.
But when he first announced it, he said that liquor stores are not essential, so that they would be shut down by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Correct.
So I guess people were like panic buying at liquor stores, and they just announced, no, never mind, liquor stores are essential. They'll stay.
Originally liquor stores and recreational marijuana was going to be shut down. And then I guess they just announced, like you said, that no, they can be open, which I find it hilarious that they're essential. But I mean, they gotta be essential for society because of the fact that what the fuck else are you gonna do? Plus all that tax revenue.
That's what I thought. Like, that's when the crisis will get really bad, is if they shut down all the liquor stores across the country.
Yeah, people are gonna lose their shit, you know.
But I was checking Twitter, and like, people were saying liquor stores in Denver were. People were rushing there and panic buying all kinds of stuff. So then they announced, okay, liquor stores can stay open. That's all right.
Yeah. You would have had looting, dude. You would have had, oh gosh. I mean, what the fuck, man? And they said all that tax revenue too. I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know how the sin tax is on liquor, but I know recreational marijuana, they make a shit ton of money on. And yeah. Medical too. So, and again, what the hell are you going to do for 2 weeks or however long you're locked up for? You right. know? People are going to get stoned, they're going to get drunk, and they're going to fuck. I mean, that's just what they're going to do. Like,
And then you'll have diarrhea the next morning from how hungover you are, and you can use that toilet paper that you stocked up on.
Right. Right. You had the beer, you had the dads that they have for drinking shit. And you got plenty of toilet paper to cover it. Anyway. Yeah, dude, nationwide, I mean, it's just one state after another is going down to this lockdown. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Massachusetts, here we go. Massachusetts sent under a stay-at-home order until April 7th. And they were talking about the liquor stores being shut down until like April 10th or something originally. And I was like, where are you pulling these dates out of your ass from? You know? Why are restaurants closed till April 30th? And then, you know, everywhere else closed down longer or shorter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to lock her out of the room. And I can focus. So. Let's see here. Anything going on other than the virus in life?
No.
No. It's all virus 24/7. I still have not edited those last two podcasts we recorded, the last two sessions and stuff recording.
Say that again.
I still haven't gone through and edited any of the last recordings. I think I did a little bit of one. That was it.
Might as well just delete them at this point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So, did the Broncos make any good moves recently?
No.
No free agency trading moves at all?
I mean, they've made moves, but they're all players I've never heard of. So,
apparently, the Eagles picked up a safety, Parks, from the Broncos.
Who? Will Parks?
Will Parks, yeah. Okay. Half decent.
They said I don't know.
I think they've got him as like a third safety, basically. They're not keeping Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins went back to the Saints. Which blows my mind because his deal with the Saints is like $32 million for 4 years. And like, you're telling me you couldn't pay him $8 million a year? Like, I get you said you're trying to get younger, but you couldn't keep Malcolm Jenkins for fucking $8 million a year? The only thing I could think of reason why the Eagles didn't keep Malcolm Jenkins was because of the fact that he announced publicly at the end of the season that he's not coming back unless he's under a new deal. And I think if he wouldn't have said that, if he just would have kept his mouth shut and worked out a new deal behind the scenes, I think he'd be back. But I think it's the fact that he said he's not going to play and the team's like, no, screw you. We're making a stance. Like, we dictate, you know, you signed a contract, you're playing under your contract. We'll restructure your deal when we're ready. You can't just go out in public and say, fuck you, I'm not playing on this anymore. That break is brought to you by at Adventure Gin. You can check her out on Instagram at Adventure Gin. Yo.
So how long before you noticed it crashed that time?
I don't know. How long was it telling Gin to speak for?
I don't know. Like, I instantly knew it crashed, and then you didn't send me the message to join again for like 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew before you did.
Yeah, I didn't know. All right. Hey, so the NASCAR you said did a virtual race this weekend. How was that? Did you watch it?
I've seen some of the clips on YouTube, but.
No, you didn't watch it live?
No.
Does it look decent at all or look decent?
I mean, it's. Looks like a next-gen game, like you're playing on PS4 or whatever, but Yeah, and it was cool. They had the regular guys announce it, and they were able to talk to some of the drivers while they were racing. So that was cool. But
just didn't do it for you, huh?
Yeah, if it was the actual race, I probably would have watched. I don't know if it's because it was the virtual one, I didn't turn it on.
Right. Okay. Charlie, what else is going on? Is there any other sports out there at all?
No. Even snooker is postponed.
Fucking balls, dude. There's got to be some shit to bet on online. There's got to be like an over or under how many babies are going to be born on December 31st this year. And that number's had to go up. You know what I mean?
Do we call that generation the coronials?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's pretty funny. That's actually really funny. The coronial generation. Anybody who's born between 2020 2022.
Or the quarantines.
Quarantines. A very small generation, hopefully. Hopefully it's a small generation.
Oh, God. Oh.
That's funny. The coronials or the quarantines?
Yeah, but I saw both those on Twitter. Don't give me credit for either of those. I don't remember who tweeted them, but...
Oh, damn it, Zach. You're supposed to be original. Man, I thought you got that all on your own, motherfucker.
No. No, I'm not near creative or smart enough for that. So.
I'm sure you and I could have thought of that like fucking as soon as this virus hit. We could be like babies. What's the baby name for this generation? Corona, coronials. You know, yeah. Well, that's not that hard. A doobie would have done that between the two of us. We would have had that right.
At least we would have said someone beat us to it. Like you said, it's not that hard. Someone else figured it out.
Simpsons did it. Simpsons did it.
Apparently there's an episode of The Simpsons where they predict, if you look in the background on the news guy, it says coronavirus. So Simpsons saw this coming as well.
That's funny. Oh, my buddy sent me a video yesterday of us being like my old group of friends from back in the PA days. Vodka and applesauce is delicious. He sent a video and basically, yeah, we're eating out of a fucking big ass jar of applesauce and we pour vodka in it, dude. And we're fucking just passing around and it was really fucking good. So if you're bored during your coronavirus lockdown, people, that is one way to intake your alcohol is through your applesauce. And we use a cheap shit too. We didn't even get that. We was like, we're using the bombshell fucking nail polish remover. And that's all we drank. And that's pretty much all I still drink too most of the time. But fucking dude, it was good. If you and I go to the East Coast together, dude, I gotta get you Vladimir Vodka so you understand like the level this shit is. You drink that, you can drink anything. McMillian, do you watch McMillian anymore? Of that?
I've only watched the first episode.
Is it not good enough to get you captivated for everything else?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed the first one. I guess I haven't then.
I gotta try to watch more of them.
I watched all of Tiger King since that dropped.
Oh, yeah. How many episodes is that?
It's 7.
How long are they?
Like 45 minutes each.
Okay. Five hours, basically?
Yeah.
And what's it all about?
This guy called Joe Exotic who started buying tigers and made his own, like, zoo.
Uh-huh.
And then he's fighting against, like, PETA and other people who own tigers about if it's an animal rights violation, and then he might have hired someone to murder.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I get. It was interesting to watch.
Yeah, no spoilers, man. I'll have to take a look myself at that. Well, we can't do the food challenge right now. That's pretty much out anywhere you want to go, unless you want to pick something up.
Right, we'd have to make our own.
Do it in the car. Go run out like a GMC Yukon, do that pizza challenge with fucking fat boys. Oh, that even was still fit or not.
Yeah, it sucks not being able to bowl.
They shut down the alleyways?
Yeah,
alleyways?
Harmony closed a week ago.
Damn.
I mean, bowling alleys are pretty much or one of the most germ-infested places anyway, let alone with this going on.
Yeah, it's a petri dish, yeah. You're just waiting to get fucking SARS. All right, sir, get you a club sandwich. You want a side of SARS with that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah. Is there anything open at all?
Not really. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, Sunday after work on Saturday, Dan was like, hey, you want to go to Antiques? And I was like, no, they're fucking closed. We can't go play pool. I'd love to, but no. We can't.
There's no speakeasies anywhere, like fucking. You gotta tell me. There's gotta be some places right now. Oh, excuse me. Right now they're opening up. Like, you know, that people do nail salons and hair salons in their fucking houses to make money.
Right? I mean, yeah, I had the girl who cuts my hair called me and asked if I wanted her to come over to my apartment to cut it, and I was like, you know, like, I know it sucks for you because you just like. There goes all your income, but.
Does she have a little salon in her house?
And she's telling me that she filed for unemployment.
It's going to go through the roof, dude. I saw the Federal Reserve just announced today, too. They're going to do literally anything and everything they can. Like, unlimited fucking funding. I'm like, oh, Jesus. There's a printing press right there. Supposedly, they're still trying to make a bill to fucking cut us all checks from the government. Last I heard, it was like $1,200.
Yeah, I got voted down again today for the second time in 2 days.
Why?
I think that the Democrats voted no because they think the bill is helping companies out more than it's helping people or something.
Interesting. The other day we had a neighbor who, I don't know what happened, dude. Fucking firefighters were here. And while I was pulling in, the ambulance pulled in right in front of me. But they had fucking people out, dude, like full blown like hazmat suits, dude, helping this lady out. I think she might have just fell, an older lady. I don't know. But the response to that stuff was definitely different. And, you know, Annie's like, well, why are they wearing hazmat suits? I'm like, well, think about it. They can't get sick at all. Like, they don't know what house they're going to or who's infected or what. Like, yeah. They can't risk any chance at all of getting anything. So, yeah, they're going to look like they're in fucking full body jumpsuits right now because that's what they need to do. Imagine a shit show that would cause you firefighters and fucking cops and first responders going down. So, you got any final thoughts to add in this quickie?
No, not really.
Got any good alcoholic drink mixes you want to make up for somebody?
Just quarantinis, right?
Quarantinis. Quarantinis. Shaken, not stirred.
Questions, comments, concerns? Send us a tweet at A to Z Prods. That's AtoZedProds. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the next podcast. That's at A to Z Prods.